Morning Watch, Week 5. The produce of the land of Canaan and the intrinsic significance of the allotment of the good land. Tuesday. Related verses. Exodus 12, verses 3 and 9. Verse 3. Speak to all the assembly of Israel, saying, on the 10th of this month, each man shall take a lamb according to his father's house, a lamb for a household. Verse 9. Do not eat any of it raw or boiled at all with water, but roasted with fire, its head with its legs and with its inward parts. 1 Corinthians 5, verse 7. Purge out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, even as you are unleavened, for our Passover, Christ, also has been sacrificed. Colossians 1, verse 10. To walk worthily of the Lord, to please Him in all things, bearing fruit in every good work and growing by the full knowledge of God. Revelation 14, verse 4. These are they who have not been defiled with women, for they are virgins. These are they who follow the Lamb wherever he may go. These were purchased from among men as first fruits to God and to the Lamb. Philippians 1, verse 8. For God is my witness, how I long after you all in the inward parts of Christ Jesus. John 6, verses 31 to 35. Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. As it is written, he gave them bread out of heaven to eat. Jesus therefore said to them, truly, truly, I say to you, Moses has not given you the bread out of heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread out of heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down out of heaven and gives life to the world. They said therefore to him, Lord, give us this bread always. Jesus said to them, I am the bread of life. He who comes to me shall by no means hunger, and he who believes into me shall by no means ever thirst. Related reading. In their experience of God's salvation, Israel passed through three stages in their eating. In the first stage, they ate the Passover lamb in Egypt, which strengthened them to walk out of Egypt and to be separated from the Egyptian world. The head of the Passover lamb signifies wisdom, the legs signify activity and move, and the inward parts signify the inward parts of Christ's being, including his mind, emotion, will, and heart with all their functions. Eating the Passover lamb with the head, legs, and inward parts signifies taking Christ in his entirety, in his wisdom, activities, move, and inward parts. In the second stage, they eat the manna in the wilderness, which reconstituted them with a heavenly element to be a heavenly people. In the third stage, they eat the rich produce in the good land, which constituted them further to be an overcoming people. By their eating in the first two stages, the believers are energized to leave the world and are constituted with Christ as a heavenly element. To reach the goal of God's economy, all Christ's believers need to progress until they enter into the highest stage of eating Christ as the rich produce of the good land, the all-inclusive spirit, that they may overcome the spiritual enemies, be built up to be God's dwelling place, and establish God's kingdom on earth. The manna is a type of Christ as the unique heavenly food for God's people. By giving them manna to eat, God indicated that his intention was to change the nature of his people, to change their very constitution, for the accomplishing of his purpose. Because the children of Israel were still constituted with the Egyptian element and were thus the same as the Egyptians, they were not qualified to build up the tabernacle as God's habitation on earth. For 40 years, God gave the children of Israel nothing to eat but manna. This shows that God's intention in his salvation is to work himself into the believers in Christ and to change their constitution by feeding them with Christ as their unique heavenly food, thereby reconstituting them with Christ in order to qualify them to build up the church as God's dwelling place. In fact, after being reconstituted with Christ, the believers themselves become the dwelling place of God. The Lord Jesus is the real manna. In John 6, he indicates that we should seek him and eat him. However, not many Christians realize the need for a change of diet. All those who have been regenerated need to change their diet. This is the reason that Exodus 16 is even more crucial than Exodus 12. In chapter 12, we see a people who have been redeemed, but we do not see a people who have been reconstituted. At the time of chapter 14, God's people had come out of Egypt, but Egypt had not come out of them. According to their constitution, they were still Egyptians. Thus, God's intention was to change their constitution by changing their diet. By the time the children of Israel had built the tabernacle, their diet had been changed. Their constitution had probably begun to change also. When they were building the tabernacle, they did not eat Egyptian food. Instead, their diet consisted of manna.